I was born in Texas, a little town not unlike this one.
So, if you're from Texas, and you're going north, what brings you to Vicksburg? Not exactly on your way.
I needed my car fixed, and I heard you were the best around, she said.
He looked up again, and she grinned. Weeks, he thought to himself. I'll be thinking about that face for weeks.
She walked around the car and joined him in front of the hood. So, what do you think? Will she make the trip?
When I'm through with her, yeah. I'll flush out all the fluids, make sure your spark plugs are in shape. This belt might need replacing, but I think we've got the parts. I'll check your brakes, too, because they didn't sound great on the way in. But nothing to worry about.
For a moment, Hudson forgot about the girl, thinking instead about getting his hands dirty, splotched by grease that he'd smear across his work pants, adding another battle scar to proudly display.
You like this, don't you?
Hudson glanced up to find her standing so close that he could smell her scent fighting through the oil fumes in the garage.
Like what?
My face, she said, then smacked him playfully on the arm. This silly, fixing cars, I can tell.
He shrugged, the kind of gesture one makes when there's no choice but to love something.
If you want, you can come inside while I write you up an estimate.
No need, she said. Do whatever needs to be done. I trust you.
This could take a few hours, he said. We've got coffee and a TV inside, some magazines too. There's also a pretty good burger joint down the road.
He trailed off, realizing that he didn't want her to leave. Usually, no matter what distractions there were around, he could shut everything out and delve into his work. It was the same with studying at the library. Friends could come by to tease him. Cute girls from his class could take a seat and try to engage in conversation. But Hudson never let himself be swayed.
But there was something about this girl that made him want to hear her opinions on everything, hear about her day, tell her about his own.
Or you could stay here and keep me company, Hudson said.
She stepped away from Hudson, but instead of leaving the garage, she grabbed a folding chair that was leaning against a wall and propped it open.
If you don't mind, she said.
Hudson breathed a sigh of relief. How quickly his luck had turned. He'd come home from school to a long, empty afternoon of worrying about tomorrow's interview with the Dean of Admissions, with nothing but the occasional oil change to distract him. But now, he had a full workload ahead of him, and the company of a beautiful girl. He wiped his hands on the rag he'd grabbed earlier, and he got to work, racking his mind for something to say. He could see her out of the corner of his eye, sitting quietly, moving just enough to look around the garage. Her gaze occasionally landed on Hudson, and his heart flitted in response.
Did you know that certain mechanic schools have operating rooms with viewing areas, like you'd have in med school? Just like surgeons in training, there's only so much you can learn in a classroom. The only difference is that you don't have to get sterilized.
Hudson peeked around the hood to catch her expression. The girl turned to him, an eyebrow arched, containing a smile by biting her bottom lip.
I hear some students even faint the first time they see a car getting worked on. They just can't handle the gore, he quipped.
Well, sure, all that oil. Who can blame them?
She smiled and shook her head at him.
Dork.
He smiled back, then pulled her car up onto the lift so he could change the oil and the transmission fluid. What had driven him to make such a silly comment he couldn't say? Nor could he explain why it had felt good when she called him a dork.
Have you ever been to Mississippi before?
He asked, once the car was up.
Can't say that I have.
How long are you planning on staying?
I'm not sure, actually. I don't really have an itinerary I'm sticking to. I might just be passing through.
Hudson set up the funnel under the oil pan's drain plug, listening for the familiar glug of the heavy liquid pouring down to the disposal bins beside the lift. He searched for something else to say, feeling an urge to confide.
Well, if you want my opinion, you shouldn't leave until you've really seen the state. There's a lot of treasures around.
Treasures? Of the buried variety?
Sure.